Hi there, this is Ann Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive. I wanted to make sure that you knew about my free intro to telepathic animal communication class. It's called Unlocking the Secrets of Telepathic Animal Communication. And you can get the class by just going to my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com, and heading on over to the courses page. Also, if you would like to watch this episode or to check out my extensive video playlist, use the link in the description for the Animal Intuitive channel on YouTube. And finally, leaving me a positive review helps the channel more than you know. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the show. Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me? I'm the puppet, 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 puppet dog. Well, I was completely surprised and also very impressed with how eloquently the topic of animal communication was discussed rather spontaneously during this interview with comedian Cat Williams on the Joe Rogan podcast. Many people misunderstand what animal communication is. However, these two individuals have explained it very well, and I think this could be a useful teaching tool. Just want to mention, as a commentator with fair use, I have to start and stop as I go through this 3-minute video. I can't just play it all the way through at once. And I also want to give you the heads up that there is some explicit language in this. If you're new here, I'm Ann Angela Webb, professional animal communicator. I have been teaching and practicing this art for more than 20 years. I am also a nationally board certified animal massage and acupressure practitioner, as well as a licensed clinical social worker. And this channel is dedicated to giving animals a voice and providing support to pet parents. Cat Williams is a well-known comedian who is famous for his unfiltered observations and his ability to bring a very unique perspective to current events using humor. Recently, he made headlines for appearing on a podcast where he shared some controversial claims about Hollywood, which sparked a lot of discussion on the internet. Well, here we go.
I think they're very close to being able to translate language instantaneously in real time. Because they can do it right now with Samsung phones, they have the new Galaxy S24.
Animals are doing it worldwide.
Oh, for sure. They have some sort of a language. They have some sort of a communication. There's something going on with animals that's nonverbal.
And with all of us.
Okay, so Cat Williams is being a bit more direct here about what animal communication is than Joe Rogan, but this shifts a little bit as we go on, so it's interesting to see. He's doing what a lot of people do. It's that he gets it. He doesn't want to come out and say it completely. He's agreeing that there's something there, but let's go on and see what he says as this video goes on.
You know Tom Green? You know Tom Green, right?
Yes.
Tom Green was here, and he has a mule. And he said that you have like a connection with that animal where you know you want to go left and you start like looking left and that thing starts going left. He goes, it's really crazy. It's spooky. He goes, you develop it. It takes time. They have to earn your respect. But once you develop this like loving relationship with this animal, you're tuned into it like an avatar creature. Just like when they would lock on to their dragons. He's like, dude, it's like that.
Okay, so Joe Rogan is explaining what I feel like sometimes people miss about animal communication. It may be because of the use of the word telepathic animal communication, which unfortunately has gotten a bad rap. But as we animal communicators and just as people who have a bond with animals know, that you develop this almost inexplicable connection where you are so in tune with your animals. And he says in a way that because like you are one with them, and that is very much what it is like. All right, let's continue.
I have that with women and with ducks and geese and Canadian geese, yeah, and goats like, yeah. I have. No, that's, but understand, again, that's part of some religion's story, mm-hmm, is that one of the gifts was the relationship between humans and the animal world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's something that all civilizations have been able to use and it's stayed true, you know?
Yeah. It's amazing the relationship humans have with animals.
Yeah, especially whether it's a dogs. Horse. No, there's no especially. Like all of them. We abuse some of them. And it.
Well, just horses don't interact with people the same way a dog does. That's all I'm saying. It's like the interaction you have with dogs is almost like psychic. Like the dogs are like your little friends, you know. They know when you're in a bad mood. They know when you hurt your foot.
Okay, so I would have to disagree with Joe Rogan here that horses, that people can't have that same level of bond that they have with their dog with horses. I'm sure a lot of horse people out there would also disagree with that, but that's okay. I think he's making some good points here. I also just want to mention that I think probably part of the problem is that as Joe Rogan words it, it's a psychic thing, which is also another word that gets thrown around and applied in a very general and all-encompassing way. And then you have some good and some bad uses of these abilities, and it just gets a bad rap. But yes, you could say animal communication might fall into that category, generally speaking, of psychic abilities. It's not my favorite word for it, because to me that's connected to predicting the future for in a lot of people's minds.
When they're happy to see you every fucking time, every fucking time, bar none.
I have that relationship with everybody that's, all animals and like special needs people. It's the innocence and the purity that you get. What it's not always good. This is right. But it's so
we can learn from them.
No, we have learned.
Yeah, we should know it, but we're scared. People are scared of other people being shitty, and we put up like shields, and we worry about.
Well, it's been proven.
That's real
historically.
Okay, so they pretty much fall off here on this conversation. They come back a little bit to it later, but this is really interesting what Cat Williams is saying, because I've had a similar experience. I would have to agree with him about this purity factor and feeling a certain connection with some special needs people in a different way. And I think at least in part, there is something about there being at the very least a reduction in the human ego, in the sense that there's less of a block to that connection that comes into play than when you have more of an ego there. And this, I believe, is what seems to allow for communication and understanding of another person or animal without spoken language. That's similar to what is at the heart of learning to communicate with animals. That's why we have to take time to meditate and let go of our assumptions and judgment and take the focus off of ourselves to connect without spoken language for a deeper understanding of the other. If you'd like to dive in and learn more about animal communication for free, check out my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. You can also use this QR code and find on my website both my free meditation and my free class on my Animal Intuitive Academy page. And you can also here on YouTube, just check out my animal communication, acupressure, and massage playlist. There's also interviews with animal experts. And please help the channel out by sharing, liking, subscribing, and hit the bell to be notified about upcoming episodes. I highly recommend checking out this entire conversation. It was very intriguing, very interesting. God bless. Listen close. Rub my belly. Rub my belly.